us all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother. We'll walk in the sunlight. We'll understand it all better by and by. Amen. You know, and that's the way it is. Here you might be a pauper. There you're going to be a king. Here you might be a servant. There you're going to be a king. Here you might have all kinds of tests and trials. But brother, when this is all over, you know, I think about what Brother Branham talked about that time where he's standing there in Washington, D.C. preaching the gospel. He stands there and you can just tell he's seen a vision. He says, I see the marriage supper miles long. The king come out and take his own hand and wipe your tears and say, don't cry anymore, enter into the joy of the Lord. And Brother Branham's just so anointed that he, while he's talking about it, he begins to weep. And he says, brethren, you got to forgive me. There's something just gets in my heart when I talk about it. What's it going to be like on that day? Let me tell you something. It'll be worth it. All better. It'll all be worth it. Hallelujah. Just to have a pat on the back from the master and say, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Like I say, we've got a book that's open, so now we can eat it. We can take the gospel. We're not preaching a closed gospel. We're preaching an open gospel. Under this book, we find out many things, like I say, many preconceived ideas. You know, at one time I had a preconceived idea of what Daniel's vision was. I don't know if you ever read things in the Bible and just sat down in your mind and tried to figure them out. Let me tell you, every time I've read something in the Bible and sat down and tried to figure it out myself, I found out I was a million miles away from the truth. Because you learn the Bible, you find out we learn it by comparing Scripture with Scripture. And the Bible teaches us, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And so therefore, the Bible says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. And so as these fresh revelations begin to break in upon your soul about the truth of water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, we can see every place in the Bible anybody was ever baptized was baptized that way. There's not one place in that Bible where anybody was ever baptized in a Trinitarian of Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism. And yet we're not preaching God is one like your finger. We're preaching God has three offices of one God. God was in the Father in the cloud. God was in the Father in the pillar of fire. God was in Jesus Christ. And the prophet taught us this. He said, when the scripture where it says, while Jesus prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. The original word there is morphia. And then Brother Branham explained it. He said, it's like a caterpillar and a butterfly, and it's also the original word there, morphia. It means like in a Shakespeare play, that in Shakespeare's play, there's one actor, he'll play many parts. And what happened?